you. Well, screw that, and screw you. You will never have to hurt the way you know that I do. Yes, you moved on really easily.
This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Towers, Freeform Radio, serving all of Boston and all of the world, WMFO.org. I, my friends, am Ryan D, and that means it is time for a brand spanking new Music Savage show. I'm so excited to be here. I wait all week for this, and here we are. Big thanks, as always, to Sophia and Jackie for getting my morning started right on the way in. Always a good show. They're giving me all the good dance jams I needed today. I hope that you are all well. Thanks for being out there wherever you are, whenever you are listening. It means the world to me. Thanks for supporting the station. It's Freeform Radio. And yours truly. Let's talk about the show a little bit. We got some birthdays to celebrate today, including one very special one. One of my favorites of all time, Robert Smith of The Cure. Today is his birthday, so I'm going to have some Cure songs and a set dedicated to Robert Smith. And a few other birthdays as well. We're going to go back to 1980 to kick off the show. We're going to celebrate Billsville House Concert's 12th anniversary, which took place this week. Got some brand new music for New Music Week, some smoking hot takes. My goodness, I can't even believe it. I hope that you are ready. because I certainly am. Tell your friends, call your neighbors, gather on the speakers and turn them up. What do you say we have some fun for a couple hours? I dig it. I think you do too. So as I said, we're going to go back to 1980 because we are going to start celebrating the one and only Robert Smith right now. With this excellent album, released in 1980 from The Cure. It's a sophomore album, 17 Seconds. Here is one of the best songs ever. It's a forest kicking off the Music Savage Show. Thank you.
Pictures on my wall.
celebrating the one and only Robert Smith today on his 64th birthday. That's right, the godfather of goth himself, born on April 21st, and it is his birthday today, Friday, April 21st. So we're going to play some Cure and some Robert Smith, and you just heard the Cure, Boys Don't Cry, title track off of the band's first compilation album, which contains songs from 1979's Three Imaginary Boys, as well as other singles from that time. It was, for many here in the U.S., their first taste of The Cure, because Three Imaginary Boys had not yet been released in the States. Up ahead of that, Echo and the Bunnymen, Pictures on My Wall, lead single off of their debut album, Crocodiles, released July of 1980. David Bowie, Up the Hill Backwards, fourth and final single off the Thin White Duke's 14th studio album. It's called Scary Monsters and Super Creeps. That was released September 1980 on RCA Records. Joy Division with Isolation. It's taken off their second and final studio album. It's called Closer, or Closer. Released July of 1980. It was 2 months after the death of lead singer Ian Curtis. And kicking off that 1980s-tastic set, well, 1980 in general. All these albums released in 1980. The Cure with The Forest. It's one of my favorite Cure songs of all time. It was the first and only single off the band's sophomore album, 17 Seconds, released April of 1980. And there's more Robert Smith coming up in a little bit. Let's get back into the music, my friends. I hope that you enjoyed that set. Enjoying the day so far. Here is the wonderful Mary Elaine Jenkins with a track dedicated to Iggy Pop. It's called Iggy from her album Hold Still. Music Savage Show.
Thank you. Oh,
You are tuned in to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. This is the Music Savage Show. I am your host, Ryan D. That was just a couple of birthday gentlemen mixed into that set. You just heard Wheels on Fire, favorite track of mine from the Irish musician's third studio album, 2018's Between Two Shores. Happy birthday to Glenn Hansard, born on this date, April 21st, 1970. Up ahead of that, you heard Greyhound's Lone Rider. That's taken off of the Austin duo's excellent debut album, Accumulator. That was released April 2014 via Ardent Music. GA20, up ahead of that, Dry Run. That is off the Boston Trio's third studio album, released September 2022. It's called Crackdown. It was released on Karma Chief and Coal Mine Records. The Stooges with I Wanna Be Your Dog. Debut single off of their self-titled debut album released August 1969. A very happy 76th birthday to the one and only Iggy Pop, born on this date, April 21st, 1947. He's been rocking our world for a long time. Happy birthday, Iggy Pop. And kicking off that set with Mary Elaine Jenkins and her ode to Iggy Pop, a track called Iggy. And that is off the New York City musician's amazing 2018 debut album. It's called Hold Still. All right. Where are we heading next? Oh, we are going to be celebrating the 12th anniversary of one of the greatest house concert venues in the entire world. I am talking about Billsville House Concerts in Vermont. And if you are in the New England area and if you've had the pleasure of being a part of this wonderful experience of going to either an indoor Billsville show or a brand new stage set up outside in the excellent, beautiful lawn yard that Doug has, then you know how wonderful Billsville is. And it's been around for 12 years, bringing in some amazing artists and, you know, either artists on the cusp of being huge or that have just crossed over and become big stars, and yet they still play because Billsville is very special. And I'm going to play you just a handful of musicians and just musicians. Yeah, they have bands there, but I've picked out five musicians. And some of my favorites have graced the Billsville stages, including Nicole Atkins. Here is Mind Eraser from her fifth album, Italian Ice, celebrating the 12th anniversary of the amazing Billsville House Concert Series. Music Savage Show.
It's hard to tell. There is nothing left. inside my head. You never wanna leave again. If the first thought says my mind's erased, I never wanna leave again. There's a vacancy inside my head.
This one had to come. What's the use in biting my tongue? And I figured it was time I wrote you one. Maybe then I'll forget you and be someone, and be someone. But I know it's not the song that'll make it better and take away the pain. I could write these words forever, still I'd feel the same. If I sang it for you, would I be set free? What I wish I could do is sing it for me. Sing it for me. Am I still a part of you, like I used to be? Cause you've been dancing in my head like cream and coffee. Say, let's not be strangers in the end. I say, what could be stranger than being just friends? God, I wish this song could make it better and take away the pain. I've been writing it forever, wearing out your name. If I sang it for you, then it's yours to keep. What I wish I could do is sing it for me, sing it for you. It's gonna take a while now before I feel alright now. I'm just waiting on the day you fade away. Ooh.
money. All I ever want is money, but I never want to work for the money, so I borrow the money from a woman. Can you believe I never met her? Can you believe she never met me too? But she called me every day telling me to behave. You know I never listen. Do you remember all the good times? Do you remember all the bad times too? She reminds me every day, telling me to behave. You know I never listen.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up and down. like a bomb.